The 1% on Memorial Day.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Jeremy Hobson. Today is Memorial Day. It's a day to think about the less than 1% of Americans who serve in uniform and those who've died in the line of duty. Today, we wanted to take a look at ways to support our servicemen and women and their families. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
When a soldier dies in combat, there's a huge emotional toll for the family, and the financial impact can be overwhelming. If you're looking for a charity to support, Jason Hansman with the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America has a recommendation.
TAP, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, is one of the premier organizations that is working with families of the fallen to kind of make sure that they're taken care of.
Then there's the issue of helping vets provide for themselves. Unemployment among veterans runs as high as 30% in some parts of the country. Joe Davis is spokesman for the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
A pat on the back is one thing, but helping veterans to get jobs when they take off the uniform and try to reimmerse themselves back into civilian society, a job is crucial.
Wall Street is hiring. Chris Perkins is a former Marine captain and now a managing director at Citibank. He says many people in human resources don't realize that an artillery officer might make a good stock market trader.
These guys are making quantitative decisions all day long and understanding risk, and it's very, very similar between the military and finance.
The former Marine captain helped establish an alliance called Veterans on Wall Street. It helps vets find jobs in finance, even if they only have a high school education.
Many of our jobs, in fact, hundreds of our jobs, do not require a college degree.
Perkins says Citibank plans to hire at least 1,000 vets this year. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Now, let's do the numbers. Markets are closed here in the U.S. for the holiday. On Friday, the Dow finished at 12,454. European markets are up today, encouraged along by news from Greece that more people are supporting pro-bailout parties. But the economic crisis there is driving down the price of another commodity. Olive oil prices are at a 10-year low as euro-pinching Europeans are buying cheaper oils. Turns out the big oil-producing countries are also those in the most economic trouble: Spain, Greece, and Italy. For years, Americans have been the world's biggest spenders on business travel, shelling out $250 billion last year. Chinese businesses are now set to pass that. According to a new study by the Global Business Travel Association, Chinese travelers will be king of the business travel hill by 2015. And there are a lot of reasons: new airports, more spending, and the growing popularity of air travel in Asia. As Needy Dutt reports from Jakarta, Indonesia, the trend extends well beyond business execs.
While budget carriers are struggling to make money in the United States and Europe, airports across Southeast Asia have never been busier. From the Philippines to Thailand to Indonesia, many millions of passengers are checking in and taking off. And many of those passengers, like 28-year-old Noor Rami in Jakarta, are flying for the very first time.
At first I was excited, and then when I got to the airport I was really nervous. And when I got at the plane, I was terrifying.
Noor is part of Asia's growing middle class, a group that with rising wages can now afford modern luxuries like air travel. And besides the simple fact of more money, more infrastructure spending by governments means more roads and cars. That's allowed small towns across Southeast Asia to grow better connected to urban airports. Eri Reksa Projo is with a Jakarta-based firm that is invested in an Indonesian budget carrier.
We're seeing an upgrade from low income to middle income. People have grown their businesses. They demand more travel to see their children, to see their parents, and so forth.
Fierce price competition means good deals too. Even international flights in the region can cost as little as $20. By the end of this year, there will be 50 budget carriers operating in Asia, from Malaysia's Air Asia to Indonesia's Lion Air to Cebu Pacific in the Philippines. Concor Fiatus is the vice president of CityLink, another Indonesian airline.
We need to be probably adding 70 to 80 aircraft a year. We're basically catering to a natural underlying growth that we predict in the market going forward.
Asia's airports are getting bigger and noisier. Budget airlines have grown from almost nothing 10 years ago to 25% of the Asia-Pacific aviation market today. In Jakarta, Indonesia, I'm Nidhi Dutt for Marketplace.
And finally, back on Groundhog Day, we asked a couple economists to predict the economic future. Shadow or no shadow? Well, today we asked them to check back in. First up, Charles Ballard. He's an econ professor at Michigan State University.
On Groundhog Day, I thought there were some shadows, but actually I thought it was a pretty good chance that we would have a good spring, and in fact we have. The U.S. economy has added well over 600,000 jobs in that time, and in fact the last 7 months have seen the most employment growth in the U.S. since late 05 and early 06. So really, I think Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow. I think it's been a pretty good spring.
And we check back in with Richard DeKayser with the Parthenon Group.
We're looking at mostly sunny skies, certainly not completely sunny. The Eurozone area, threats of confrontation in the Middle East, and U.S. fiscal policy is eventually going to have to be dealt with, even though not right now.
If you want to join in with your economic predictions, tweet us at MKT Place Radio. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.